Hello, dear friends. Good evening. Such a beautiful, beautiful evening. So here I am at Stanford Cantor Center. I had an exhausting day, and I just want to come back to museum again. I do not have any goal. I am not looking for inspiration, not looking for any stimulus. I just want to empty my mind, just want to let myself be alone from the chaos outside. I am not complaining about any chaotic situation. There is nothing that makes me feel sad, feel bad, but just must be sound very strange. The dynamic, vivant, the boiling, the tumbling, the active life seems a little bit too much. I do not want any of them because I am living inside them. I want to be cleansing a little bit. Excuse me for the noise. I just want to be. So, I do not want to be anything particular or any state particular. You get the idea, don't you? Right? I am just being by myself or not bothered in a place that is less visited. Do I make any sense? I hope you can hear me. The museum is very quiet, and people talking in very low voice, but the acoustic is just like that. Any teeny tiny little sound sounds like an explosion. So we just walk around. How about that? Now I come back here. painting by Keith William. And for some reason, this place, every time I come to this museum, I look for this piece of painting, particularly this piece of painting. It became a place where I connect to a lost soul, to a very dear internet friend, YouTube friend. So many years ago, I did a video of this painting, and I was fascinated by this artist, William Keith. So I started to look for his painting. Every time I go, I will. Every place, every museum I go, I will search for his painting and make a museum whisper, museum talk. And there was one internet friend, and he said this museum painting was one of his most admired, and was one of his most favorite kind of video. And Keith William is one of the artists that he really liked that style. So it is the connecting point between the person that I have never seen and many years later. Now he is in heaven. I think some of you already know the story. He's one of our YouTube family, Justin. This is a place every time I come to museum, I will sit down here as a respect to him. So here is the contemporary, not totally modern art, but 1800 to 1900, this period of artwork. This is Picasso's artwork. And this one is John Singer Sargent. So last week, actually just a couple of days ago, I had a video of a whisper in museum in Dion, San Francisco Dion Museum. And actually, Dion Légion d'Honneur has an exhibition. It's just the opening of Sargent and Spain about this artist, John Singer Sargent. So John Singer Sargent was born to American parents. And he was born in Italy, I think it was Venice. And his parents is a tribal factionado. They traveled around the world at that time. John Sargent was born, and he was trained in Paris, and then he took a trip to Spain and stayed there for 7 years. And he toured all over Spain. It's almost completely from one side of coast to the other. I may go there another time to see it, but it was crowded, so I didn't do any video. But his artwork was just so captivating, and very, very dynamic. I think comparing with many of the artists or artworks here, not saying anything better, not saying anything not as good, it's just his painting, John Singer Sargent. His painting is very dynamic. You can feel that he captures the moment. He caught the moment when the light shined on the face, and the moment this little lady gave a glance. And I do not know, it is curiosity, it is just look down on something, or it's just very hold in curiosity. I do not know, but I just feel there is a whole story behind it. I'm sorry for the noise. So for some reason, I just feel there is a whole story. Actually, every painting has a story. And the good thing, or the very, very unique thing, is that the important thing is totally first things first. This lady is the first. Captures the whole picture, and there is nothing else. When you see other background, Picasso's painting had some color background, and this painting has some curtain background, and this one does not have any real thing as a background, just scratch some colors to bring up the face, the figure. And it's very, very powerful and very, very effective. Uh-oh, sorry for the sound. It's closing time. So it actually encourages me to go back to San Francisco, the museum, to see John Singer Sargent exhibition again. It was absolutely a beautiful exhibition, and his painting is, sometimes I was just, how did we do not know these artists? there are so many so good artists that actually also that the style just I admire. There are right now there are a lot of exhibitions you do not understand, but these kind of art and artists, it just are so beautiful. Okay. I am sorry. Just in case you are in San Francisco area or pass by San Francisco and you are interested in an exhibition, John Singer Sargent and Spain. Sargent and Spain, that exhibition is very much worthy of visiting. Oh, look at this. Look at this. I am so impressive. That glance. And this is a whole book about it. This is a whole movie about it. This is a whole history about it. Wow. You can make any kind of story out of this glance. You can run your imagination totally wild, totally creative. What a beautiful face. Wow. John Singer Sargent. Okay. This seems a piece of new painting. I come to Cantor Museum once in a while. It is free, so every now and then I come here. And this is the first time I see it. Little Indian Museum. Maybe it is time I need to go. And that's so interesting. Okay, I need to go.